Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mota. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Mota steals second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Stewart moves to third. Billy Williams pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Doug Clemens now playing right field. Len Gabrielsen now playing center field. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielsen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. 2 outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Schwall reaches third base with a triple. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Bob Buell. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell strikes out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Bill Verdon now playing center field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Mota picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mota. Williams moves to second. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bailey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Williams moves to third. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Pagliarani and over to Freeze, who tags Williams for the out. Banks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.